don't assume that they need more information than that. They'll let you know if they do. I'm going to teach you some techniques on how you find out if they do. But don't assume that they need more information than that. Some of your prospects absolutely 100% will be ready at the conclusion of you sharing the program. They'll be ready to sign up. Don't miss that. Don't go past it. What happens, it becomes a diminishing return. See, every prospect has an optimal point where they're ready to join. They have enough information for them, and everybody's different. Remember that. Some people need more information than others, but don't assume that they are going to need more information than the third exposure where you share the program. Everyone does what's best for them. Remember that. You cannot influence. You cannot convince. You cannot dictate who joins your business. What you can do is you can do a good job in the way you expose the business. You can do a good job in the sequence, in how efficient you are doing it. You have control of your why, whether you want to get it done. That will drive it. But don't assume that you know what the prospect's thinking or when they're ready or going to be ready to join the Global Information Network. If you do, you'll miss people. They're ready to sign up and you'll go right past it. So don't assume that there's a need for a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh exposure. There may not. They may be ready to join after the third exposure. And in all likelihood, I anticipate that there'll be many people who join this program after the third exposure. Before we move on to the next CD, I want to give you a quick test. What is number two of the 8-step pattern for success? Repeat it out loud. What's number four of the 8-step pattern for success? Repeat it out loud. What's number eight of the 8-step pattern for success? What's step number seven of the 8-step pattern for success? What's step number one of the 8-step pattern for success? What's step number six of the 8-step pattern for success? What's step number five of the 8-step pattern for success? What's step number three of the 8-step pattern for success? What's step number seven of the 8-step pattern for success? If you've answered all those correctly, then you have done the drill that we talked about on an earlier CD. If you did not answer each of those in rapid fire, I'm going to strongly suggest before you move on to the next CD that you spend some time, another 15 minutes, just drilling that with someone else. What's number two of the 8-step pattern of success? What's number four of the 8-step pattern of success? What's number six of the 8-step pattern of success? What's number one of the 8-step pattern of success? What's number eight of the 8-step pattern of success? What's number seven of the 8-step pattern for success? What's number four? What's number three? Can you recite these immediately? If you just passed the test, congratulations. If you need some work on it, spend another 15 minutes mastering that information. Now let's move on to the next CD.